Mr. Pullen reel 3?
Now, then you went off to Scotland, to Campbelltown.
That's right.
Where you joined the Northampton, the training ship as a boy. What were your first impressions of the Northampton when you saw her, when you first arrived there?
Wonderful lot, really. And the wind coming through the rigging and that.
Describe it.
Seemed like in a forest. And, of course, we all fell in as boys. And the commander came along. His name was Le Mesurier. They tell me he had a French name. He was a sailing master. Awful nice-looking fella. And I was looking at the boys jumping over the parallel bars and the oars. And I wasn't taking no notice of him because he was saying, any of you got any complaints? All at once he said to me, look to your front. You'll have plenty of that later on, see? And I did too. It wasn't long after that before we were being twisted and flung about a bit.
When you first arrived at the Northampton, what were the first things that happened to you there?
Well, we fell in, as they say, and inspected. Then we had to have a bath. Our hair cut right off, you see.
Tell me about the bath. What happened?
Oh, the bath was only these tin baths, you know, you see. It wasn't an ordinary bath. It was these tin baths, and we all went, four boys to a bath, see. And then they gave us a pair of trousers and a flannel. And we had a card they gave us saying what part of the ship we were in, starboard or port watch, see? The two watches, starboard and port watch. I was in the starboard watch, main to gallant yard boy. And my instructor was a man called Abbott, big, fat, lop-eared, awful man to deal with, really. Wouldn't that punish you when the time come?
Yes. What was a main-to-gallant yard boy?
Well, a main-to-gallant yard was, that was where you'd have to go up to do your cell drill, see? That's the third yard up, see, on the main. Of course, there's 3 yards, there's 3 masts, see? 4 main and mizzen. Then of course you get the topsails and 4 topsails and main tops, whatever it might be, see. Main to gallant, so see. And that's the last yard up in that class of ship.
The Northampton, was it just a training ship? All boys on her, were there?
No, she was sail and steam.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to do a lot of our sailing work, you know, learning all about the ropes and hanging on to them and how to turn up with them on the belaying pins and all things like that. And they came in. We do boat pulling, quite a lot of boat pulling those days. The boat pulling right up to till 1914 war. Boat pulling and sailing, cutters and launches and pinnaces, we call them, see?
Mm-hmm. And you had some swimming instruction there, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yeah, swimming instructions. We had, we didn't get none aboard the Northampton until we got to Blacksod Bay in Ireland. And then the instructor there, big hefty PO, he said, put on your bathing costumes. There's only bits of slips, you know. Of course, it was cold and the wind was blowing. And just what my mates used to say, they throw you overboard to teach you to swim. When we was all like that, we, you know, huddled up together, see. Overboard, he said, get over. We all showed, we can't swim. Now's your chance, he said, get over, you know. Of course, you had to obey orders from them, see. If they beat you up. Consequence was that since we jumped in the water, we swung for the pole, actually. Of course, you'd hang out either a boat hook or oar, anything you could hang to, see. So I didn't learn to swim there. Then when we got to, when we left Blacksod Bay and got to Guernsey, we didn't do no swimming there. But we had half a day ashore. And when we got back to the ship sailed now for Portsmouth.
Hmm. When you were on the Northampton, what was the routine for the boys from the beginning of the day right through it?
Oh, well, as far as I can remember, it was you have your wash first, you see.
Where would that be? How would you do the washing?
The wash was the, a tub of water, like the bottom of a barrel cut off, see. I should think we call it, say, 4 gallons of water. Well, perhaps 20 boys have to wash in that, see. That went on right up to the First World War, you know. For men, is what it boils in. And have the wash there, and then instructors used to come along and throw 2 loaves of bread on the table, 2 tins of syrup. And sometimes we had nothing to eat until I began to think myself, the syrup, that was the thing, see. Once you had the syrup, they give you a piece of the bread to dip in the syrup. So that went on for a bit, and our dinner, but we had to say grace for our dinner, but it was just meat and potatoes, and not much of that.
What would happen between breakfast and dinner?
We'd be doing our point... what shall I say? Instructions, you know. Learning the compass. The compass was a great thing in the Navy then. Knots and splices, and bends and hitches. And how to lash up our hammock and all that sort of thing. And our washing, we had to learn how to wash our clothes, you know, see.
How were you taught that? How were you taught how to wash your clothes? How was it done?
Well, we were taught to wash it. Just... put a, let's say, our flannel on the deck and rub it on the deck, you know, just rub it about, see. And our hammocks, we used to scrub our hammocks with a scrubber in soapy water, see. And these always be numbers up in inboard. Every fortnight we scrub our hammocks and slim clean hammocks. But we'd air our bed in the problem, not very often. Of course, we had a blanket and a horsehair bed in the hammock. And then there was boat pulling and sailing, different instructions, like all during the daytime, see?
Mm-hmm. And when you came to dinner time, how would the mess be organized for meals?
Oh, you would all line up each side and say grace for what we are about to receive. May the Lord make us truly thankful, all men. And then there was a rush, you know, see. We had no knives and forks, you know, see.
Well,
you see, it was our big knife we had here, see.
Well, how was the food was placed on the table? Was it on in plates
no,
or it, what? What happened?
No, it was laid out almost anyhow. I can't explain really how it was laid out. I don't think we had plates. I think we had to dip our hands in and take what we could get. And tear the meat to pieces if we could get it.
No one would cut the meat up?
No, nobody. No one would cut the meat.
How was the food shared out?
Well, if you had a certain amount, you were all right. If you didn't have a certain amount, you were still all right. You still go on, you know, as it was. Perhaps with the sixpence you had, you go up the canteen and buy perhaps a barrel of chocolate cream. I think a sevenpenny barrel of chocolate cream today was about a penny in our days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd perhaps buy writing paper and envelope.
Mm. I still don't understand this dinner business. All confused about it. About the way you had dinner, I'm still confused.
Well, I am too, really, because the meals wasn't laid out like it was later on in the Navy, you see. Later on, we had it on our plates and everything done more reasonable, like, you know. But in them days, it seemed to be free for all.
Right.
It was really a struggle, you know. It was a Navy that was, there didn't seem to be any sense about it somehow, in my opinion.
What sort of food did you have for dinner?
Food?
Food. What sort did you have?
Oh, only potatoes and meat.
Yeah.
We never had nothing else. Just potatoes and meat. And that's all there was for dinner.
Would you have a pudding with it?
Oh, no. Only Saturday nights. We get so much flour Saturday nights. So many pounds of raisins. They say we used to use our white hat covers. One boy would loan them every week. To boil the pudding in, see? But there was no such a thing as a lard put in it or, you know, grease of any description to make it a nice, what you might call a nice figgy duff.
Mm.
It would come out like a big ball, you know. Then they cut off pieces. If it was 22, cut the thing off. If you had a big piece, you was lucky. If you had a small piece, you was lucky still.
Northampton was sail and steam.
Steam.
Yes. So you would have had sail drill on her.
Oh, yes, we've done quite a lot of sailing.
Tell me about the sail drill. What did that involve?
Oh, that was pretty hard, really. We used to, I know the first time I went aloft was, we fell in about, 6 o'clock in the morning. Cold and windy and raining. And up come the commander, and he shouts out, "Starboard watch, make plain sail on the starboard tack, port watch to physical drill." Well, I'm starboard watch now, see. So our instructors now would all crowd along, down chin stays. And then each order had to be given, you know.
What were chin stays?
To hold your cap on, see. And then each order was flight of the shirt pods, you see, that's the bottom of the rigging. Don't do no more till they say something. Then they say, "Whale aloft," and we scramble up aloft there. And I might tell you it was like cat on hot bricks, because we had, you know, our feet had always been in socks and shoes of some description. Now they're bare. And to get on these ropes bare, it was punishment, really. And when you get so far up, then you get out on the footed rigging, climbing out, you see.
Was and that the most difficult part?
Yes. And that's
why? Why was that most difficult?
Well, you was hanging there, see. Hanging, you have your feet on one button, you're hanging to get out, see. Come up on a slope that to get up to the next height of rigging, see. And instructors, some instructors, only ABs, rough characters in them days, they sit there and stick pins in you, go on, get up there, and call you all manners of names, you see. And then when you got to your destination, see, you'd have to lay in, all cramp up as long as you can, see, until that man down there shouts out through a megaphone, "Lay out, look, see." Then you get on the footed rigging, and then as each boy got on there, it chuck you up in the, you know, the stirrups hanging there and holding that up, see? And there was an iron bar going along the yard. You could hang on to that, see? But in them days, we didn't seem to have any fear about us. I got more fear now than I had then, I know, but there's no fear in those days, really. Mm-hmm.
How often did you do sail drill?
Oh, nearly every other day, let's see. Port watch perhaps tomorrow, starboard watch next day. See? When we wasn't doing a lot of doing sail drill, we was learning the name of all the ropes and jiggers and all manner, you know, what you had to learn about a ship all washed out today. Mm-hmm.